Alka-Seltzer, first aid for the relief of headaches, acid indigestion, and muscular aches and pains. Alka-Seltzer brings you Hilltop House. This is Sandy Becker reminding you that warm weather menus may change from heavy pot roast to light tossed salads, from freshly baked pies to chilled melons. Yet hot weather can still tempt you into eating unwisely, and the result can be acid indigestion. So how's your Alka-Seltzer supply, ladies? Remember, speedy Alka-Seltzer for relief when acid indigestion comes along. Let Alka-Seltzer help you feel better fast. Alka-Seltzer has instant alkalizing action to reduce excess acidity in the stomach in a hurry and to ease that uncomfortable feeling. And Alka-Seltzer is soothing and settling to an acid-upset stomach. It works with gentle action. So next time you're uncomfortable with after-meal acid indigestion, try a glass of sparkling, tangy Alka-Seltzer for fast relief. One or two tablets dissolve in a glass of water to make a refreshing, effervescent solution. It's pleasant to take, too. Really refreshing. So get a package of Alka-Seltzer from your druggist. And then, when unwise eating causes acid indigestion, be wise. Alkalize with Alka-Seltzer. And now, Hilltop House.
Julie?
Mr. Claver?
Uh-huh. I hear you got an appointment that's going to take you away from the orphanage, but if you don't mind, I'd like a few words with you first.
Oh, well, please come right in.
Thank you. Well, Julie, now that my niece Gladys is here helping out, I'd kind of like to hear a report on her capabilities. And if you got some complaints, don't you hold back on them. I'd like to hear them, too.
Well,
now, Julie, since you're thinking so hard and so long to come up with an answer, guess you got no objections to my niece so far. And that's fine, because I don't want you worrying about the orphanage. You got plenty on your mind with your marriage only a week off. And say, I heard Reed just got back from a little trip. He go off on business?
In a way, yes.
He's a humdinger, that fella. You know that Pearson property over on Maple Street? Well, everybody was saying he was a fool to buy it. And I'm telling you, I thought for sure he'd made a mistake that time. Well, have you heard a soda pop factory's opening up in Glendale and going to build on that land? Yeah. And Reed's the boy who sold him a bill of goods to set up here instead of Madison City. Oh, I tell you, he's a smart fella. And he's so young, too. Some people call him lucky, you know. But I say you gotta have something to go with the luck, and Reed's got it. Oh, he is a humdinger.
I think he's pretty nice.
Pretty. That's rich. Well, now about my niece.
Well, I think it's too soon to give any real criticism. She feels nervous about taking over, but that's to be expected because I'm still here.
Well, now, if you've got anything you'd like to tell her and you don't want to say it straight to her, why, I'd be glad to take the criticism and pass it along. Remind you, Julie, we all understand she's trying to take over your job as best she can. And don't forget, we're considering that as a temporary substitute till somebody more qualified comes along. Providing Gladys don't turn out right. Now, I'm saying she will, though.
Well, the big test will come when she has to deal with problems. Since she's had the experience of raising a child, that will be of help.
Yeah, she's been a good mother. Got a fine boy.
Mm-hmm. Well, the problems of orphans are a little different sometimes.
Oh, no, not too different. And my niece ain't one to pass over a problem. And you know she ain't too proud to come for help when it's over her head. And if you're away, then she'll go straight to Grace Dolvin. Now, Gladys is a lot smarter, and she looks and sounds. And I believe you can leave Hilltop in her hands in full confidence, Julie.
Well, to be quite frank, I'd feel more reassured if your niece had had some experience in child guidance, in addition to being a mother.
Oh, well, now, Julie can't have everything, you know. You're up on the book learning, and she's had the experience of being a mother, so Well, that way you sort of balance each other. But you remember my words, Julie. My niece will turn out to be a big surprise to folks. She'll take hold. All she needs is the time. Mm-hmm. See you later.
Oh, will you excuse me?
Oh, sure. Go right ahead.
Hello.
Hello, Julie. It's me again.
Oh, hello, Nina.
More snags on the dinner party.
Oh.
I wish you could come over and help me decide something.
Well, right now, I'm going over to Reed's. He's expecting some people at 4.
Well, couldn't you manage a few minutes to stop here first? So I don't wind up with half of Glendale mad at me because they didn't get invited to a dinner party for you?
Well, all right. I'll come by for a minute. I'll see you soon.
Julie, don't let me keep you if you got things to do. I know a bride don't never have enough time, so you go along about your work and business, and I'll finish up my visit with Gladys. I see she's out in the garden swing.
Mm-hmm. Will you remind her that I've promised the children a picnic supper?
Huh?
And if she wants to get things ready for it, I'd appreciate it.
A picnic supper, huh?
Yeah.
Hey, that's a nice little treat. Yeah, sure, I'll remind her, Julie. Say, you go ahead. Don't you worry about a thing. Have yourself a nice time.
All right.
And you give my greetings to Reed, huh?
Well, I will.
Uh-huh.
Thank you, Mr. Clapper.
Picnic supper. But they'll have hot dogs and toasted buns and pickles and maybe some corn.
Hello, Uncle Frank.
I'm coming down there to sit, Gladys.
Oh, it's so pleasant and cool out here. That's one of the nice things here. You can always find some cool, shady spot.
Yeah, well, move over, Gladys, and I'll sit with you.
Well, do you think this...
Yeah.
Oh, there goes Miss Julie.
Uh-huh. Over to visit with her cousin, Nina. That's Dr. Jeff Browning's wife.
Yes, I know. He's our doctor.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, and after that, Julie's going to her fiancé's house. Some folks are dropping in. Julie's marrying an important man. Yes, sirree.
What'd she say about me?
Well, you're behaving all right because she didn't find no fault. She's pleased so far, and I'm confident the whole orphanage board's going to feel the same.
Well, I'm trying my best to please, but something you said to Mrs. Dolvin makes me feel bad.
Oh, now what's that?
Well, you spoke like I'm only a temporary replacement, and I wanted to feel I was the real head matron.
Gladys, what I tell Mrs. Dolvin and Julie don't have to be what you and me know.
What does that mean?
Well, now, you got to understand diplomatic relations when you're dealing with matters of public affairs.
Huh?
Well, what I'm saying is when you got a goal in mind, I mean when I got that goal in mind and I want things to work out, I just don't take folks into my confidence too much. I give it to them little by little so I don't run into any extra opposition, you see?
I think so.
The way things are, Mrs. Dolvin and Julie would be a lot more critical if they figured you were here permanent. By figuring it's only temporary, they'll let things go by easy like. You get me?
Oh, Uncle Frank. You're just the smartest man there ever was for knowing just how to do things right.
Well, I do my best. But you won't make a mistake listening to me.
Of course I will. But I want you to know that there are things around Hilltop I don't like one little bit, and I'm going to change them.
Move over, you're crowding me. Just wait till Julie leaves to be married.
Oh, don't you worry about that, Uncle Frank. I've got them all thinking that I want to keep everything just like it is. And I'm not worried the least little bit now about managing. You won't be sorry you got me in here.
But, Julie, you don't understand. Dr. Oliver and Dr. Pringle and Dr. Sampson are all on the staff of the private hospital, but I can't manage that large a dinner party.
Well, then make it a buffet.
Dinner parties are so much more elegant. I'm tired of buffets. Everybody's been giving them. Aren't you tired of them?
Well, if your heart is set on the dinner party...
Then I'm right back where I started.
Oh,
why did Jeff have to go and invite the Olivers? He started this mess because I wasn't going to ask anybody from the hospital staff. Now I have to ask them all. Oh, my husband can be so doggone frustrating. Oh, I'm mad at him today for everything.
Oh, I think you'll get over it. Nina, has he got the specialist report on Reed?
Do you think he'd tell me anything? I told him we're both so anxious to hear and when would the report come, and do you know what he answered?
Hmm? What?
When it gets here.
Oh.
And what's more, he's implying it's his business and I can keep my nose out. Oh, he can be so maddening. You know, I'll bet that report will come in and he'll tell Reed and we won't know a thing about it.
Well, that'll be all right with me if it's a good report. Well, let's not think about it anymore. Reed's got some new medicine that stops his dizzy spells in a minute, and he feels very good about that.
But I know you're worried. You act as if everything's okay, but I can tell.
Well, honestly, I'm trying not to worry. Reed seems so well, and I don't want that report to be just hanging over us like a cloud. Mm. Now, what other problems are there in this dinner party that have got to be settled right now?
Oh, it'll have to be a buffet. The dinner party's out the window. Well, anyway, tomorrow's the family dinner, and that's just the four of us.
Special delivery for Dr. Jeff Browning.
Oh, excuse me, Julie. It's the postman. I'll be right back.
Bye.
Special delivery letter from Dr. Bernays. It must be about Reed. Oh, gee, won't Julie be glad? No, maybe I hadn't better tell her. I don't know what's inside. I'll be right with you, Julie.
In just a moment, we'll return to our story of Hilltop House. Do you ever have one of those days when everything seems to go wrong?
Yes, and that's usually when I have a headache. Just like the other day, I had a nagging headache. An unexpected guest dropped in.
And you weren't prepared.
No, because of my headache, I'd put off cleaning the house. But it all worked out.
How so?
One of my guests had some Alka-Seltzer in her purse. She suggested I try it. I did, and in almost no time, I felt fine again. I was so pleased I invited them for dinner.
Ladies, when a headache gets you down, why not let Speedy Alka-Seltzer help you feel better fast? Alka-Seltzer contains an effective pain reliever, one of the most useful and helpful known to medical science. And remember, tests prove the system absorbs more of this pain reliever faster from Alka-Seltzer. So for pleasant, fast headache relief, turn to Speedy Alka-Seltzer. You can get Alka-Seltzer at any drugstore by the glass at the fountain, by the package at the counter. Speedy Alka-Seltzer for fast headache relief. And now let's return to our story for a moment. As Julie left Nina's house to go along to Reed's, her cousin ran back and looked at that important letter.
Oh, I wish I could open it. I wonder if I dare.
Be sure to tune in tomorrow to another exciting episode of Hilltop House, written by Addie Richton and Lynn Stone. Julie is played by Jan Miner, and Janice Gilbert is Nina. Don't let a vitamin shortage rob you of your normal energy and pep. A vitamin shortage, you know, is one of the common causes of that tired-out, listless feeling. You can correct a vitamin shortage with one-a-day brand multiple vitamin tablets. Taken daily, they can give you all you normally need to take of all the vitamins proved necessary, can protect you from a vitamin deficiency. They're easy to take in tablet form. One-a-day multiples are smooth-coated tablets that leave no unpleasant aftertaste. And they now contain vitamin B12. So at any drugstore, get the vitamins in the blue box with a big red one. Guard against vitamin deficiency with one-a-day brand multiple vitamin tablets. Take them regularly, every day. Listen to Hilltop House tomorrow and every day, Monday through Friday. Sandy Becker speaking. And remember, America now listens to 110 million radio sets and listens most to the CBS radio network.